Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
I can honestly tell you, the last time I heard that play, I had a heart attack. I ran around the corner and went, Ethan, you almost destroyed me there. And he was like, I didn't do anything. I'm like, I know, but you know, I had to tell somebody.
I had to blame Ethan anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for
full
that
disclosure.
Intro.
Those two hotkeys are right next to one another on the board.
You know what I would do?
Move them? Yeah. I'm looking at other stuff that I can move out of here that we
put Wiggins America up in the right corner and make it big and a different color.
I'm just sad that I didn't get to see Hans von Spakovsky's face when that played, and he was like, what the heck is this?
I know. I had been out there talking, and so I was walking back to my office, and I heard it, and I'm like, oh, no, did I misjudge the time? Thank you very much, Brad. This is Wiggins America. It is 12:49. These are phrases.
We're done with the time check.
Yeah,
that you can use. I know. I'm very used
hey,
to it, though.
Get on with it.
It's a crutch.
he says it everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm going to go to the store. It's 12:47.
Yep. And she's like, wow.
12:48. You still haven't told me what you want.
It's really late. I'm going to go to the 24-hour grocery store. These are phrases to help you make friends. So if, for instance, you're walking around the grocery store at 12:48 a.m. And you're like, man, I'm lonely. I need some friends. These are ways to get into great conversations.
These are pickup lines for hookers.
You know what? They kind of are. But
are there any grocery stores open at 1 a.m. anymore?
That's a great question. Somebody asked me the other day if I went shopping late anymore because I used to love it. And I said no because during COVID, they started shutting down at like 10 o'clock.
24-hour schedules for businesses, I miss that.
I do too. I don't know. I haven't even tried. Maybe they're open again 24 hours and I don't know it. I do love sleeping. I can know that. So this is the first one. Tell me whether or not you think you could use this phrase to make friends, Annie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm short on friends.
I love your blank. Where did you get it? And you can fill in the blank with anything you want. Anything you want. So this
I
seems...
love your nose. Where did you get it?
Oh. Now, I don't know that would make you friends.
Is that different? Oh, okay.
A little bit different. Yeah, I love your some other body part.
Man.
Where'd you get? Did you buy that? Do girls
in the
use
grocery
this?
Grocery store at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
This isn't going to go well.
Do girls use this more? Like, oh, I love your usually some sort of clothing item.
Yeah, but it's usually not used in a nice way.
It's not? Is it like a backward
have you ever seen
insult?
Mean Girls?
Yeah.
It's like a whole part of Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I love your skirt. It's so vintage. And then she talks later about how she uses that to gain control over people. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan,
that's terrible.
Ryan's shocked. Yeah, it really do be like that sometimes.
Ryan's
for,
like, you
for
just
girls.
Told me you loved my skirt and that it was vintage.
Yeah.
It is. It's
and Ryan's
beautiful.
Like, I took it at face value.
It flows.
I kept it at Old Navy in like 95.
With your beard.
I didn't have a beard in 95. I couldn't grow one yet.
I like your beard.
Where did
it?
I get it? I got it at Just for Men. No, if you look, I'm not coloring it. Number two is how.
I was going to say, what'd you do after you bought the box?
I just stared at it.
Hey, I have a whole head of gray hair, so.
I'm coloring in my head. How do you like blank? So this is asking somebody if you're at a coffee shop, it says, you can ask them how they're liking their drink. This is a way to make friends, Brad.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why you guys don't have any friends. You're laughing at these.
Brian, did you read this before you came on the air?
Of course I did.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I read all these and done most of these. Do you have any recommendations for blank? This is actually one of my favorite ones.
This sounds more like a recipe for small talk. Like how
I kind of agree.
How to do an icebreaker, how to talk to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a good one, right? Do you have any recommendations for good books or movies? Everybody's willing to talk about that.
Everybody's willing. If a stranger came up to me and asked that, I'd say, no. I don't.
Every conversation.
I hate that you're right. I've seen that. If a stranger walks up to you and goes, hey, you seen any good movies? I'd be like, what the heck?
Who are you?
I'm at the library, buddy.
I'm right that would be weird, or that I'm right that I would say no?
Both.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Both of those are
yes
true.
Yes and yes thing. Yeah. The thing about it is like if you're really going to ask somebody a question, it has to come off as genuine, which if you want it to come off as genuine, you actually have to be genuine, and to be genuine, you have to know a little bit about something. Like it wouldn't make sense to ask you, like, what books are you reading? Because I don't know that you
talk about books.
Yeah, I don't
the
read.
The Life of Human.
Yeah, I would just talk about my own
Let
book.
Me tell you about...
He would go on
I don't read,
on.
I buy, but I write.
Ryan would go on and on about The Life of Human, which is his book that he wants you to buy because you can support his family buying, and he won't stop talking about The Life of Human by Ryan Wiggins.
I would do that.
On and on and on about
The
Life of Human.
I find that to be shallow.
By Ryan Wiggins.
The only way that these work is if the person understands that you know a little bit about them. So if you want them to understand that, that means that you actually have to do a little effort, put a little effort in and learn about them.
Real question. We're all in our 40s here.
Are you, you're darn right.
I hate it. Are we all like, you probably are.
talking to Brad here.
Yeah. Are we looking for new friends?
That's the thing that this article says that I found interesting because all of the ways it suggests, they're a little awkward. But it says a whopping 58% of American adults report being lonely. And here's the one that really caught me. Every 7 years, people lose half their friends, it says.
Every 7 years? I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't want new friends. I'm not turning that opportunity down, but I'm not looking. It could happen.
Okay.
But I'm not seeking and searching.
We're all about the same age, roughly in our late 30s, early 40s.
False.
I'm just making a broad statement here. Are we maybe in the stage where we are just busy with life and things, and we are not looking for friends, we've made friends, but then maybe do you go back into that phase?
Oh, I'm sure. Because, I mean, with friends, friendship comes commitment. My best friends, I don't see very much.
Me
either.
Because
they're doing the same things that I'm doing. Something will come up and maybe you'll be like, oh, hey, you just like continue this never-ending conversation where you might drop a funny meme or send a note that, hey, this happened or... I sent to one of my lifelong girlfriends just the other day. Somebody had sent me a picture. They had found a yearbook, and it was a yearbook that I was my senior yearbook. I hadn't seen it in a long time, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I saw this!" Blah blah blah. And I was like, "Ooh, will you take a picture of the senior superlative page?" And I read through all of them. I was like, I don't think I can post it on social media forever. I don't know that everybody would be okay with like, "Oh, here were our hopes and dreams 22 years ago."
Oh yeah,
and. But it's really funny. And I just texted it to her, and her response was, well, we tried. But I mean, like, it's just a drop. And then we might not text again for months.
It's very true. I just saw a good friend of mine last night. We went to see Veruca Salt, which I mentioned yesterday. But I hadn't seen him in months. And it was
Veruca Salt?
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things I said to him to break the ice, I said, "Hey, Ty, I'm always looking for new friends to try/do a particular activity. Would you be interested?" That's number 7 on the list.
Yeah.
And it just got us talking. Uh-huh. It just got us talking. We're like, we're old friends.
You wouldn't have had anything to talk about
otherwise. Right. Yeah, we had nothing to talk about. Blank made me think of you. I've been meaning to reach out. How have you been? I led with that, and then we had a great time.
I'm just saying. Seeking friendship, there. I think there you go through periods of your life where you are open to the idea of bringing more people in. I care deeply about the people who are my friends right now. I don't see them very much. I know they feel the same way about me. And if we don't see each other, there's no like, gosh, they haven't reached out. Or like, there's just, I'm trying to keep my head above water.
One of the best types of friends, and I'm sure everybody's got at least one of these people, is the person you haven't talked to in months or even years at times, and you just pick right back up with them like you haven't missed a minute. Yeah. Those people are great.
Yep. And that's pretty much the circle right now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. You guys can use these if you want.
See how many friends you can make.
If you don't use these on me, I will still be your friend, but not as good of a friend.
You know what we could do? You could just interview Tyrus. We can come back and see if you can make him be your friend by
the
end.
Yeah, can I please?
No, absolutely not, because he is my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.